The Beloit School District is a DPI model school for a statewide education program called Response to Intervention. Despite high rates of poverty in the district, Superintendent Steve McNeil says that they have made some impressive strides academically.
It's phenomenal. It's one of those things that basically, when you look back, and I've been an administrator for 30 years, I look back and I say to myself, why didn't I know about this before? Why didn't we approach education in a very diagnostic way before like we do now? And so our successes are that we've had our best two academic years, the last 2 years that we've had in the school district of Beloit.
With RTI, students are continually assessed to help identify areas where they're having difficulty or areas where they're excelling and may need additional challenges. Julia Hartwig is a school administration consultant for the Department of Public Instruction.
So once you've sort of refined your core instruction based on that data, you can then pinpoint the students that still need either additional instruction to meet benchmarks because they're below benchmark, or for those students that are already exceeding benchmarks to provide them additional challenges also.
Hartwig says that immediate intervention keeps students from falling behind. She says that in 2013, all school districts in Wisconsin will be required to use the RTI method to identify new students with specific learning disabilities. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.